Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to a bonus episode of the Personality Hires Podcast. Your favorite coworker's favorite podcast, maybe? Question mark. We're typically a group of four coworkers that get together because our boss retired and now we don't work together anymore. So we work together on this podcast. I'm Abby and I'm joined by Rebecca.
Hi guys, what's up?
We're going to be thinking about Nova.
Dun, 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 dun.
A lot of people have not liked this season so far.
I'm included in that, which is surprising to me because I feel like I roll with the punches for reality TV. I am so true to watching reality TV. I've been watching since I was like 13 years old and I had my clicker in the living room of my parents' house. The thumb on the last channel button to go back to watch Hannah Montana and the other channel on Tila Tequila, A Shot at Love. So I have been watching garbage my entire life and I felt like I was like attuned to that. But the last episode of Love Island USA, it actually may have broken me. I almost was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Wait, you don't want the last episode makes you not want to watch it anymore? Because I feel the exact opposite.
Really? That's crazy. The last episode, yeah.
I am so heavily invested after yesterday's episode because I'm a casual Love Island watcher. Like, I watched last season's about halfway through all the way till the end. I've seen all the iconic UK seasons with like Maura Higgins from the pandemic and whatnot. And so when people were hating on this season of Love Island USA for season 8, and people were like, oh, it's so raunchy, it's so sexualized. I'm like, isn't this how it always is? Like, aren't they always just dry humping each other? You know what I mean? Like, it didn't seem off kilter or different to me because I'm a casual fan.
That's what I've been considering that a little bit because I'm like, has it always been this way? And maybe I've just like aged out of it, but I don't think so. And I'm going to tell you what the difference is. There's always been this level of like, just, I don't know, softcore making out porny stuff happening, but it has never been this constant. It's like every single challenge, some story producer was specifically hired from one of those sites that you're not supposed to know to conjure up something that's just like tickling somebody's fetish. Every single challenge is everyone has to make out with every single person and we're blindfolding you. And also you have to like suck toes for some reason. Every challenge is just so disgusting and porny. And yes, those challenges happen often in Love Island, but not when it's every single episode, something like that is happening. And everyone's making out with everybody. What happened to HSV1? First of all, like,
I'm serious. I'm like, people are leaving here either with Epstein-Barr virus, HSV-1 of the lips. I mean, from what I can tell, it looks like everyone's lips are okay. Maybe they like make sure the virus isn't activated. But does no one have decorum anymore? But it doesn't strike me as odd, as again, because the last season I felt like was the exact same way, where I'm like, oh, maybe this is just the horny version of The Bachelor, which I'm fine with. My only problem with it is, even though it does feel a little gratuitous, it feels gratuitous because it feels as though there's no purpose to it. Like, you know when you're watching a sex scene on a TV show, like it only feels icky to me if I'm like, this isn't contributing to the story. So when we do these quote unquote challenges, I'm like, what's the challenge? Our libidos? You know what I mean? Like, who can rev their engines the most?
That's the thing. I'm just wondering, who is this supposed to appeal to?
Men.
Like, men aren't like straight men. They're not watching Love Island. I like force Kyle to watch Love Island with me. And every time he's like, I feel like I just got 10 dumber. And I'm like, we probably both did. But that bed challenge is when it really turned for me. So if you haven't seen it, they put all of the men, the Love Island men, onto a giant like triple king size bed and handcuffed them to the back and blindfolded them and made them all one by one make out with every like Love Island villa girl to see if they could see who their man was based on just kissing. And it was just so like fetishy and weird and something that you would just imagine as a fantasy, which is funny because Corbin literally the day before was like, my fantasy is to get blindfolded. And then suddenly the producers are like, all right, that's what we're doing today, I guess.
Do you think they're just coming up with them on the spot? Like they just have the interns taking notes and going, well, he said his fetish was getting his getting blindfolded, and Bryce likes to suck on feet, so let's make it happen. Like it really does feel like this season is here to serve the six male Islanders, and that's about it. And so I think where it's turning a corner for me, even though I'm watching it for just pure entertainment anyway, is the Casa Amores, where I feel like the producers are on the women's side.
It's interesting you say that after what happened with this season's Casa Amor, the twist that they twisty twisted. First of all, the story producer who came up with the idea that they should turn the heart rate challenge, which is a staple of Love Island, into a twist where the girls, after getting all dolled up and practicing their moves, twerking in the mirror, go out to the fire pit and realize that the boys are at Casa Amor and they are watching live. Get your body chain. Come get your body chain, story producer, because you ate that up. That was amazing television.
So good. They needed an Emmy.
For real.
Give them the TV Oscar. I know Oscars for the movie. Give them all the awards. Golden Globe, Oscar, Emmys, the Razzies, the Tonys.
We're going to make sure you EGOT for that specifically. But I know they did that because if the girls didn't get a look-see into what the guys were doing at Casa Amor, they never would have explored. They would have just sat their little pretty butts down and like, been like, hi, okay, hi, Carl, okay, you do this, okay, great, well, I'm still gonna wait for Casey to come back. Now they have fire under their asses and they're actually gonna like connect with people, and it's not just gonna be Couple Island, which it has been for a few weeks, disgusting Couple Island, but still Couple Island nonetheless.
And it's exposed just how skeezy some of these guys are. Like when Corbin was getting a lap dance from some of those girls in Casa Amor and he was like, go to work, I literally threw up in my mouth. I threw up, I swallowed it back down, I shat it out, and I cried myself to sleep after that. And then seeing KC say, what did he say last episode where he was like, this is what we deserve, we're finally getting what we deserve in Casa more compared to what we had in the villa. And I'm like, free my girl Anaya, and she's over there with Melanie being like, I miss my man. I'm like, you two have objectively the worst two guys on the island.
My god, girls, stand up right now. I cannot take it. I literally cannot take it. Yeah, so what happened, if you didn't see it, I assume you probably saw it, because if you're listening to this, I don't know why else you would listen if you're not like an avid Love Island fan. But the boys went to Casa Amor and they experienced a heart rate challenge with the Casa Amor girls, who are six new girls that they've never met before, and basically are hired to be temptresses and tempt them to twist on their couple and bring them back to the villa. And the girls were able to watch on a live cam as the boys did the heart rate challenge, which is literally just a challenge where girls get to wear lingerie and come out and like twerk and dance and make out with everybody to see whose heart rate goes up. By the way, they didn't even do a heart rate challenge. They didn't even reveal heart rate monitors or anything like that, because it wasn't a heart rate challenge. It was just a Casa girls get out there and be strippers for the villa guys, and then that's it, I guess. Like,
but it's good. Nothing? Now I feel like in a week or two they can spice things up with the heart rate challenge.
I was shocked that they didn't do the reverse and they didn't show the boys, the Casa boys, sorry, they didn't show the villa boys, the Casa boys coming in to do the heart rate challenge with the villa girls. I thought there was going to be like a revenge thing and they were going to show them what was happening on the other side. But I actually think that's probably a good idea.
Completely agree. I think it was so smart, because what I was telling Scotty today, because we just recorded an episode where I was explaining to him the whole lore of like Bryce and Trinity and Casa Amor and how good this specific week is for Love Island, is I think the air of mystery is really what's going to kill the men over there, because the women, like, you're already being punished enough seeing you're basically behave badly. But I think that was good. I think that adds to the story and it actually enriches what's going on with these couples. Whereas I think the fact that the guys have to picture in their mind like these big, like they're just picturing Carl, these big jack guys with perfect hair, and they have no idea what they're working with over there, I think adds to their anxiety.
I agree.
And also it reminds us, or it also doesn't reveal the fact that they were on camera and being shown to the women. Because I think if then they had a live stream into the to the villa where they saw the women getting lap dances, they would go, oh, fuck, no, we're being watched by the girls.
You're so right, because then I bet they would have tried to behave like a little bit better instead of like Casey and Corbin, who immediately threw out any, like, they forgot that they had girls back in the villa at all. I don't think Corbin thinks past like what happened 5 minutes ago. It's like you've cleared his ChatGPT history that exists in his brain, and he just has no idea where he is anymore.
To me, the most disappointing thing about Corbin and Casey, and I guess Casey specifically, but no matter what would have happened, okay, so yeah, specifically with Casey and Corbin, no matter what would have happened, like no matter who these girls were, they always would have just been after the next best thing. Like it could have been Kenzie doing the splits on Casey or Corbin in Casa Amor instead of being an original cast member, and Corbin would be like, oh yeah, I'm leaving Parmita back at the villa, like we're finally getting what we deserve. It just seems like we're seeing in real time just how much women get objectified by men, because literally Casey's all about what's her name, Tierra, mm-hmm. And then he's all about Sydney, and then he spends the night with Sydney, he's like, actually I like Tierra better. It's just mm-hmm. gross seeing how some of these guys are objectifying these girls.
It was crazy watching the heart rate challenge and them just like the way they were looking at the girls, the way they were touching the girls. I was like, who wants to talk about their degree? Let's talk about the last book we read.
Did you see Caleb ask some of the girls, so what do you do for work? Like, I was like, aww. My sweet baby angel Caleb, like, I know he's destroyed 1,000 hearts back in Charleston, South Carolina, and there he probably has a million stories about him, about how awful he is, but he's putting on a good front, okay? He's doing a good job pretending to be a good guy for Love Island, and it breaks my heart seeing Corbin, ChatGPT Corbin, steal his woman every single time.
Yeah, Corbin has, like, squarely placed Caleb in the cuck chair at least 3 times at this point, unfortunately, which, I agree, it sucks, because he does seem like the most gentlemanly one, but that might be because he's gotten no action, so we can't really see how he interacts with women. Like, we haven't got the chance.
I love seeing a hot man get humbled. Like, I think this is really good character building for Caleb, so he can come back to Charleston and settle down with a nice girl. Like, I think he's gonna come back to Charleston, South Carolina with his tail between his legs, and there's gonna be some sweet girl that gets him in that little 1 month stretch of window, and I guarantee you he's gonna be in like a happy, healthy relationship next year with somebody not in the villa.
Oh, he's like, I mean, once he leaves the villa, his DMs, I cannot even imagine. They are flooded. He's going to be a terror up and down the like Southeast coast.
So it's good. It's good he's getting humbled now, because the next year of his life is about to be fantastic. He's going to eat up that Hellman's mayonnaise endorsement. He's going to sell the hell out of Jose Cuervo.
Yeah, so he went for Parmita. Is that how you say it? Parmita? I just keep calling her the Persian girl.
You mean Parmesan?
Parmesan, the Persian Casa Amor girl. That's who Caleb was going after, and Corbin went after her as well. She's a catch. She doesn't know what film is, I don't think, based on her conversation with another Casa girl. Did you catch that?
I did catch that. I don't know where they found her. I don't know what Pink Pony Club she's a member of, but hearing her have a conversation with Alana, RIP,
yeah, for real, let's talk about that too. Yeah,
god, did you see, so everyone was mentioning that like she was only making out with the white guys and just kind of like skipping over Casey and Corbin.
She reacted really strongly to Casey when he touched her, which was like maybe a little bit of a red flag, but also if you watch the footage, he slapped her ass, so maybe it was justified. He didn't give it like a full slap, but he kind of like went back and forth like a little like tip tap tip tap on the cheeks, and she did not react well to that, which is absolutely in her right. But yeah, people online were clocking that she did not give any action to anyone who was like darker than a paper bag. Have you ever heard of that? It's the paper bag test.
No, that's crazy.
Hopefully that's not problematic for me to say, but that's like kind of the tea. She seems like she is squarely in the mountains of Caucasus. That's what she's interested in.
You're never going to be able to get on Love Island now. They're going to be like, she made a paper bag reference. She did the paper bag slur.
I've been talking to my sisters like for 24 hours straight about what would get us canceled from Love Island. I'm like, someone would come out of the woodwork and say we like bullied them in middle school, or we said like something crazy in high school. I'm like, I don't remember what I used to tweet. My first Twitter account was at Becca Not Black. And that's because, listen, it's because.
That's crazy.
Listen, it's because the handle Rebecca, not Rebecca Black, was taken.
and I didn't like think about the connotation that it had without that context, and so I mean, I remember when I changed it.
To be fair, you are not black.
I mean, I'm not black.
It's like the anti-slur, like you're not trying to appropriate any culture, no culture vulturing here. You're mm-hmm. you're saying I Rebecca, I am white.
Yeah, I am white.
Rebecca yeah, White.
Rebecca White.
Rebecca is Jewish.
Rebecca Jewish is white.
Yeah. Do you think do you think having natural blonde hair and blue eyes would get me cut out of the villa?
Honestly, probably. You know what it does set you up for? It sets you up for people to look more deeply into your past, because I feel like as like a very traditionally blonde, blue-eyed white woman, people will be like, oh, she's from Florida, let's check that Twitter history, let's check that voter registration
in DeSantis's country.
Yeah, so allegedly Alana has been up to no good in the same vein as many Love Islanders before her. She was caught, or a clip has resurfaced of her saying the N-word while singing to a Roddy Ricch song. And then there are a couple other screenshots that are kind of floating around the internet that are much more damning, where it shows her using a racial slur, but to me, it's not confirmed that those screenshots are real. And I saw the clip of her singing / lip syncing the N-word to the song. And to me, it's not really clear that she does that. So I'm wondering if this really is like all for nothing, if people are looking for something. I don't know, because it doesn't seem like she's been kicked out of the villa yet. And people have been kicked out of the villa for much less than whatever's online about her right now.
Very true. I mean, yeah, it is kind of scary, like, especially with AI and Photoshop, people really could just frame you for really looking bad. But I think it's kind of an overall perfect storm of a bad look. Like, I think between sort of the weirdness between her, the men of color on Casa Amor, and the Roddy Ricch and the screenshots, like, I think if it was just one of these things, she'd probably not quote unquote get away with it, but I think the producers would look past it. Whereas I think all of them combined might not be the most flattering for her.
If it's all true, then she will be out of the villa, and deservedly so, for sure. But
yeah, for sure.
I'm just not certain that it is all true, because as soon as kind of a whisper of just like bad behavior from an Islander comes out, people do start jumping out of the woodwork to like Photoshop. Someone made her a Letterboxd account where she's like a fake Letterboxd account from Alana, saying she's like watching Birth of a Nation and loves it so much, and all these racist movies that she's giving 5 stars to. So people are obsessed with just conjuring controversies out of like nowhere. We'll have to see on Thursday if it starts with Ian Sterling going, Alana has left the villa for personal reasons, then we'll know that it finally came down and they chopped her head off.
I was speaking of someone who was kicked out of the villa last year. Did you see that video of Sierra at Ariana Grande's concert? She's like in one of the lower bowl seats, and she's got like her ring light out, and she's dancing to it.
I did. And you know what? Worse than what she did. Honestly. Worse than what she did for getting kicked out of the villa.
Yeah, the way I'm like, okay, racial slurs, let's look past them. But bringing a ring light to an Ariana Grande concert, crazy.
Oh, this is something that I've seen on TikTok a lot. It seems like younger influencers, and like not influencers, are really into this idea that you pay for tickets for a concert, you don't have to worry or care about anybody else around you. Like, this is your world, this is your show, and everyone around you is just like an NPC. Because if I was at a concert that I paid top dollar for, and some girl next to me cranks out a huge like LED truck lights behind you, I can't drive anymore ring light, and is turned around so she can record herself instead of the concert, I would be giving her a polite little, can you please stop doing that? That is so obnoxious.
I wouldn't be polite at all. I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? I love JoJo Siwa, and you're ruining my experience.
You're ruining the cruise.
During Boomerang? Are you kidding?
It's crazy, because I saw that video, and a lot of the comments were on her side. Comments were like, I paid for the concert, so I'm going to do whatever I want while I'm there. Sorry that I was in the moment and enjoying my favorite song. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Are you
kidding me? But I also think It really maybe just confirms a pattern of her not thinking about other people in her experiences. You know what I mean? Like, where's the growth? Like, I, even though she got axed from the villa, deservingly so, for the things that she said, I'm seeing no, like, okay, she's grown as a human since then. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like she could have shown that's not who she is anymore. And to me, now I'm just seeing, like, this pattern of her just being, it's so much more than just being inconsiderate. I really just feel like there's something amiss up top.
It's narcissism. And I mean, and to be a successful influencer and personality online, I do think you have to have some healthy sense of narcissism, but it's obviously pretty much beyond with her. And when she got kicked out of that villa, I honestly, maybe a hot take, I thought it really was unwarranted because it came out that she had apologized profusely about the things that she had said.
Wait,
it seems like she had been...
I thought she hadn't apologized. Like, I thought that was the whole shtick with her, is that she, like, doubled down, like, when someone called her out, like, all the DM screenshots saying, like, hey, by the way, you using the C-H-I-N-K-Y word that way is incredibly offensive. And she was like, oh, but I didn't, she like, didn't apologize. She didn't say, oh my God, like, I had no idea. Like, I thought, like, this was so normal where I came from, blah, 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 blah.
So if I recall correctly, basically what had happened was there were two Instagram stories where she, a post and a story where she had used that slur that is against Asian people. Someone brought it to her attention, one of her followers, and said, that's inappropriate. And she did. She doubled down. She said, I say it all the time. No one's ever told me that there's a problem with it. She did not apologize. And so that's all the context that we had when she got kicked out of the villa. And then it came out that she had already gone online and said she was sorry, taken accountability, been shared, like, honestly, in my eyes, obviously the apology is not for me because I'm not an Asian person, but shared an apology that I thought was heartfelt and genuine and seemed to really have taken the steps to change her behavior. That's the problem, I think, when these things come out. We don't have the full context of what happened in that moment. We don't know if these people took accountability because this is just a snapshot in one person's life, like a quick snapshot. We don't know if they responded to it, if they apologized, if they made peace with whoever they victimized or had any problems with. So I remember when she got kicked out, I was like, that's kind of sucks because she clearly had made changes to, you know, learn and be a better person, and she got no mercy from anyone online. Like, everyone was so against Sierra, which of course, because she was like the fall guy for Nicolandria to finally get their glory, and people were obsessed with Nicolandria. And I don't think it was justified until now that she did that at the Ariana Grande concert.
Now she sucks. Yeah. Well, speaking of Nicolandria, can we talk about the upgraded Temu Nicolandria? Because that's exactly how I felt about Bryce and Trinity when they first got together. I was like, oh my God, the producers clearly cast these two and put these two together so that we could have like a Nicolandria part two. I didn't think that they really liked each other that much when they both stepped on the red dot in the second or third episode or whatever. I was like, clearly this was like the producers were trying to make something happen that wasn't going to happen. But seeing mm-hmm. them both yearn for each other in their separate villas in Casa Amor and the regular villa, I'm like, love is back.
It's so back. Brinity, do not fuck this up because that win is yours. It's yours. Just come back together and you will have $100,000. Literally, I've seen like the edits of them being like SpongeBob and Mr. Krabs singing to each other from across. I forgot you didn't watch SpongeBob. You don't know.
No idea. You know what I did watch though? I don't know if you've seen this movie, The Swan Princess, on Netflix currently.
Is that like the animated movie?
It's an animated
Swan
movie.
Swan Princess?
You know, it's far longer than forever. You've never seen this movie? Girl,
I don't know.
You have to turn. It's a classic. But it's what I can relate to is that the prince and the princess in that movie are separated because she gets captured by an evil magician, an evil warlock. And they sing this beautiful, I think, Academy Award winning song where they're like, we miss each other. Let's come back together, but we can't be together because I was captured.
So, wow. Yeah,
that's how I pictured them, like them singing to each other. Brinity,
that is appropriate. This does confirm my theory that the number one way to win Love Island is to be in a couple that is just really ripe for TikTok edits. If you can be aesthetic enough to be made into TikTok edits, I have seen so many Twilight
TikTok edits of Brynity, of Bryce and Trinity as vampires. That's why they're winning, because they're so aesthetic.
Have you seen the heated rivalry edits of Bryce and Zach though? Brack?
Oh my God, this Bryce and Zach thing is so...
Okay, as a gay person, I need you to speak for the gays. Are they gay?
No, they're not.
You don't think Zach is gay or bi?
No, no, I do not at all. I think that this is the straightest behavior I've ever seen. And people who are like young Fujoshis who are obsessed with their little boys, like, and thinking about making them make out, they're seeing super straight behavior and they are shipping them for sure.
Computer.
Because, computer, make these two guys gay and horny.
Good job, computer.
No, they're straight. The showing off the wiener thing, like the girth check, that's straight. It's just straight. Straight.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, I've said this forever. The gayest people on earth are two straight boys who are friends. They are the gayest people on earth. Because straight boys are so homoerotic in their friendships. And it's cool, honestly, because on Love Island US, they're usually not like this. They like don't do like the physical touch and they're not like all over each other and having like these really close relationships. In UK, the men are much, much more comfortable having these sort of like homoerotic, quote unquote, relationships that look like maybe a little sus if you like looked too deeply into it. I think this is the first relationship or friendship on Love Island where the bromance is like really, you know, free flowing, and that's why people are saying that they're like into each other. And I don't think that's the case. I just think that they're close bros in the hot tub, 5 feet apart.
Because they're not gay. No, have you heard that Legally Blonde, the musical song, Gay or European? It is kind of like
gay
that.
Gay or European?
Is that gay or European? Because you're right, the Euros are a lot more comfortable just being a little bit more like kissy kissies with the homies, and it's not like in a joking way. They're just like very affectionate. Like when I already told Scotty this in the Unfiltered podcast, so I'm sorry to anyone who listens to that, you're just hearing me regurgitate all my stories. But when I was in London last time around, like we would joke with the guys being like, why are you guys more into each other than you are with these like cute girls in front of you? And they would just start making out with us, with each other in front of us. And I'm just like,
they made out?
Yes. I'm like, so you're just like, that's my favorite thing to do is like when guys don't want to give you the time of day and they're just like too busy with their friends in front of you, I go, so are you guys like gay for each other or something? When I did that over in London, they would like just start making out with each other in front of us. And I'm like, maybe they are. I don't know.
That's kind of the dream.
Computer, good job, computer. But like for me, I'm like, no, pay attention to me. What are you doing? Yeah. So I think maybe it is just a cultural thing over in the UK.
I mean, Zach is literally 100% Greek and they kind of like invented gayness. Invented being super, super gay. Was it Roman or Greek soldiers all had like their little husbands, you know? That's like part of Greek mythology. So maybe he's just staying true to his roots.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we should do. We should go through like a quick fire of the couples that are still together and let's predict what they're going to do. If they're going to twist or if they're going to stay together.
Okay.
All right. First up, Corbin and Kenzie.
Splitting.
Yeah,
100%. Splitting just like Kinsey. This is like the clam. What is it? The clam slam of rage.
My God, her spiteful splits. They are insane. Those out any chance she gets. I'm like, does she do it in real life? If they get her like Starbucks order wrong, does she just start slamming pussy on the floor?
She's slamming pussy. Okay. Next.
Okay. Yeah. Corbin's going to go with the Casa girl, Parmita. And Kenzie's going to go with that one guy who was very vanilla, but I can't remember his name. But they'll both twist. Thing about Kenzie I do like.
Kinsey and Dylan are made for each other.
For sure.
And I actually really like Dylan.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't gotten enough of a read on him. I think he's fine, honestly. Yeah. I feel like all the Casa boys are just fine. No one's really standing out that much to me.
No, I take that back. I really like the Casa boys.
The
new... I guess you would call them Casa Amor boys, even though they're in the villa. Yeah. Like, I think Kata's new guy is great. I think the guy that Jen's pairing up with is great. I love Che. I love Gal. Have you seen all of Gal's employees posting about him on TikTok? They're like,
that's
watching.
So funny.
Watching our boss on Love Island. That's really fun. I think Dylan and Kenzie are such a great pair. Kenzie has honestly lost me, but I really like Dylan. He seems to have a lot of personality. He was serving face during the not heart rate challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I want Melanie. I like Melanie with Corey a little bit. I don't know if I feel that strongly about her with anybody, because I don't like her with Insincere. And I'm,
oh God,
I think Corey's fine. I don't really see any of those guys for her, honestly.
Agree with that. Yeah. Okay. Casey. Kenzie and Corbin, obviously, they will not be together. That makes sense. Like, I just like don't even remember the cast of boys' names. I don't register their names until they become Villa boys. Like, you're on probation in my brain until they actually pick you.
I completely agree. And the problem is, I love Carl, but I don't think Anaya is picking Carl.
Carl is so amazing. He's so cute.
I love Carl.
So sweet. I love Carl too.
He's so cutie. I'm a big fan of Carl. Yeah, I like these guys way better until proven guilty, though.
Yeah,
I'm sure they suck.
Okay, Casey and Anaya. Obviously, Casey is going to split. And I'm guessing he's taking Tierra because he already tried Sydney, and I guess that didn't work out after one night.
I'm like, what's wrong with all these beautiful women? Like, he objectively is getting, like, really great women, and he's just like, meh, meh, meh. But what I think is going to happen is I do think Casey and Anaya will get back together, and it's going to send my poor sweet baby Carl home.
I disagree. I think that Casey is going to take Tierra back, and I'm 50-50 on whether or not Anaya is going to choose Carl or if she's going to stay loyal to Casey. But once Casey takes Tierra back, I think Anaya will finally realize, okay, he's not the one for me, and glow up and find an actual man. I just hope she picks Carl. I'm not certain that she will, though. She probably will stay loyal.
I know. I hate that.
I know. It's awful. I'm like, send them a postcard of like what's happening in Casa right now, specifically to Anaya, so she can see.
Do you think this is what's going to kick off movie night? Like, they get to see what went down in the villa after they get back with their original couples?
I can't wait for movie night. It is going to be such a bloodbath because these people have been insane the entire time. Everyone has been moving so madly. And I do kind of hope Melanie and Sincere get back together for movie night so I can just see that fallout, because that would be iconic.
Yeah, I think Melanie and Anaya are both going to try and get back with their original pairing, Casey and Sincere, which is going to devastate me. And I just my poor sweet baby Carl. And then Corey.
I know. Yeah, Melanie will stay loyal. I just can't see her having a strong enough connection with Corey or anyone there to twist Sincere. I am shocked, I tell you, that Sincere is even giving a Casa girl the time of day after everything they went through with Soul. But this man, like, he can't help himself. He can't help himself. And it's crazy.
So I think him and Melanie are for sure getting back together. And I think Casey, he's just so fickle. I think he will probably choose Anaya in the end anyway. Also, how are they going to narrow things down? Because there can only be so many couples.
Can you imagine if everyone twists and they have like 24 people?
That's what I mean. Like, if they have Dylan and Kenzie, like, you can't have this many couples.
It's happened before, kind of similarly for USA, where they're like, the host literally walks in and is like, getting kind of crowded in here. We're chopping like four of you. And they either leave it up to vote or they have the Islanders vote off like four couples.
I think they're going to have America vote.
I bet America will vote, and I don't know what would happen. I honestly think there's going to be less twists than we expect, which kind of sucks. That's so boring. I think I'm 50-50 on whether or not Sincere will choose Amora, who is from Atlanta and goes to SCAD, and rumor says she's gay.
Really?
Breaking news, Amora spotted at my sister's room recently.
That doesn't mean anything, because I've gone with you to my sister's room.
That's true. No, someone said that she met Amora at my sister's room, and she said she was bi but swearing off men or something. I was like, okay, that does not make a gay woman. That just makes me, basically. And I'm not on Love Island, unfortunately.
And you're with a man.
And I'm with a man. I'm getting straighter every day.
You're looking so straight today. Look at you in your Old Navy crew neck.
What? Clock me down. Literally dressed head to toe in Old Navy. I love them.
Is that really an Old Navy crew neck?
No, this is an Urban Outfitter t-shirt.
You just got 10% gayer.
I love Old Navy because now I fit into a size 4 at Old Navy. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This vanity sizing is going too far.
Or maybe you're just
crazy.
Maybe you're getting like body dysmorphia in the other way, in the sense where you're like,
I have reverse body dysmorphia.
Yeah, you're that like, could be. You don't realize how skinty you're getting.
So skinny. I can't turn sideways. I'll disappear.
Rebecca, drop the Zemp endorsement.
Zempy.
Oh, Zemp.
Who else is there? Who have we not said so? Okay, Trinity and Bryce, obviously, I think that they will stick. I don't think Trinity is going to be swayed by this new man. She was already up in the confessional crying. I think that they will stay together, and it will be a beautiful moment in Love Island recoupling history. Mm-hmm. All right, who else is there? We did Corbin and Kenzie, Melanie and Sincere, Trinity and Bryce, Anaya and Casey. There's one more. Who are we? Kata and Zach.
No, I think Kata and Che are staying together.
Do you?
Yeah, wow. I do not get the vibe that Zach wants to get back with Kata.
I think Zach will most likely twist and go with Alana if she's still there. My God, we'll have to see. If she doesn't get booted from the island.
Is it bad that I just want her to like stick around because I want to see what happens? You know what I mean? Like, are any of these people good people? Like, why are... It's so funny to me, of all the shows that we're holding people to a moral standard, we're choosing Love Island.
I know. I don't watch Love Island to like get information on how to vote or like learn something new. It's for drama. I don't care about who they are as people. As long as they're like not like too crazy, then I think it's like totally fine.
Yeah. Are you like an active hater? Are you like actively hate crimey people? Okay, let's get you off Love Island.
Yeah. Honestly, I think Zach will twist because he probably expects that Kata is doing the same thing. And I think that he just does things because he's petty. Like, I think that's his biggest MO. I think Kata won't. I don't think Kata is going to go for Che over Zach. Also, Che literally looks like the Chad meme. Have you ever seen the Chad meme of the guy who's like super built and he's just send you the Chad meme because he looks like the personification of the Chad meme?
Well, I'll be interested. I can't believe we don't have an episode tonight. I'm kind of bummed.
I know. I thought that's a good I thought this is the perfect time to put out our episode where we talk about it because people are gagging for it. They're looking for Love Island content and here we are to give it to you.
They're gagging. They're gagging on the other islanders' toes.
Anyway, I'm putting in an FCC complaint about all the toe sucking. I think I literally saw Kenzie's vagina last night during the Casa versus Villa. Oh, did you see last night's episode?
Yeah.
You didn't see her literal vagina out as she's sucking toe on not streaming television?
No.
Butts were out. Those little thin thongs that they wear make it look like they're just literally naked. I want to see the uncut version of what Corbin and Parmita did in that challenge because I just know it's beyond the pale.
You can
it's not
get it.
Christian.
You can currently get it for $14.99 on either Patreon or OnlyFans.
Oh, God. Well, that's all we got, folks.
Okay.
Well, I don't think there's anything else to talk about. I'm wiped. I'm disgusted.
Wiped. Well, happy toe sucking. We'll see you whenever, Islanders.
I know. Maybe we'll do another episode if people liked it and they want to hear us talk about it more. Probably not after recoupling, but we'll see.
Oh, I guess we can make our final predictions. So, like, I guess if all those people twist, like, who's going to get axed? Because they've got to ax some of those couples.
If it goes the way that I'm expecting it to go, I honestly think I think they'd keep Anaya around just for the storyline to watch, like, Casey, like, go through it. Oh, you know who we totally forgot about? And this is why she's getting axed? Jen.
Yeah, I could not care less about Jen and Gal.
Yeah, no interest. It's very boring.
Jen and Gal are going to get together, and then they're going to get axed. I think Casey and Anaya will get together, and I don't think they'll ax them just because I think Casey is such trouble to Anaya. I think if Melanie and Sincere get back together, they will keep them. But if they do not get back together, I think they will act Sincere for sure.
Ooh, okay. I could see that. I think for storyline purposes, Melanie, Sincere, Casey, and Anaya are all safe. I think if there is too many people in the island and they have to cut anybody, they're literally going to cut the people that we forgot, which is Caleb and his couple and Jen and her couple. And that's four people gone.
I hate that they're going to cut Caleb because I love watching Caleb. He's so cute.
He is really sweet and very handsome, but unfortunately he's been a little milquetoast, and for that reason he's...
But the problem is I feel like he just needs like the... He needs a bombshell. Like, we need like a sweet, wholesome Southern Belle to come in for him to pair up with, and then they can get acts together. They can go right off into the sunset on their little horsies together.
I thought Parmita was going to be that, because Persian and a cowboy, that's kind of hot. Like, that's a fun dynamic.
So hot, but I think she's really into Corbin. And honestly, I see Parmita and Corbin, like, being a good couple, but I just don't want to watch them on my screens. Like, ax them both and then go be happy together.
If it comes to a vote of, like, your favorite couple, pack your bags, Parmita and Corbin.
Yeah.
You're going home.
So I think Jen, Parmita, Corbin and Gal, I think they will all get the axe, and I hope to God we get to keep Caleb. But I think they'll probably cut Caleb and what's another girl? I guess they'll cut all the other girls who aren't coupled up.
Yeah, well, all the cast of girls will be gone. Caleb and Jaden, who looks like she has pink eye, I think she'll be gone. Yeah, Caleb, Jaden gone, Jen and Gal gone, and then if it comes to a favorites vote, I am saying goodbye to Corbin and Miss Persian, who doesn't know what film is, but also English might not be her first language, so don't cancel me.
Well, Melanie didn't know what a bachelor party was, so I just think it's a Love Island thing.
And Sincere thinks epitome is said like epitome.
How do you say how does epitome come out of that?
I guess he's like read it a lot and has never actually heard it in real life, because he is the epitome of a man who is misnamed.
All right, thanks for tuning into this episode, if you stayed this long, which I'm shocked by. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.